In this era of software giganticism, a David has emerged on the playing field. On Monday, the world's largest computer maker, Hewlett-Packard, announced that in its main consumer line, the Pavilion, you won't, when you log in, be using Microsoft Office software. Instead, you will see WordPerfect, which was much more in vogue a while back. Business writer Michael Kanellis is on hand to discuss this entry into the fray. Mr. Kanellis, how significant is this?
I think it's pretty big. HP is the king of retail PC sales. They have the largest market share. After they bought Compaq, now they have like 62% of the shelf space in the country. By using WordPerfect, that's a ton of lost sales from Microsoft.
Now, it isn't just HP that's doing this. Hewlett-Packard, apparently Dell also decided a while ago not to use Microsoft Office.
Well, there's kind of like an underground movement for it. Dell, last October, put it on their cheapest, you know, least powerful computer, started using Corel.
And Corel now makes the WordPerfect software?
Yeah, WordPerfect was an independent company years ago. It was bought by somebody else, and now it's ended up in Corel's lap. And Sony, which is actually the fastest-growing computer maker in the world right now, is using a lot of Corel on its consumer lines, too. So that fear of using non-Microsoft software really seems to be eroding.
Is this a sort of computer consumer slash revolt against the era of Microsoft hegemony?
I don't know if it's so much a revolt, but people are tired of paying high prices. I mean, it's amazing. Office XP costs $479 at retail. They're, you know, when they see a computer with WordPerfect, it costs a few hundred less. They're buying that. And there's interesting, Microsoft's actually got its own little sneaky way around this. There's an academic version of Office they sell, and it costs $150 versus $479. Historically, they only sold this in campus bookstores or to nonprofit groups. But now you can pick it up in Staples and you can pick it up at Price Club and things like that.
So in other words, even Microsoft has a plan B.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, it's funny, this academic version is selling like hotcakes. I mean, it's just the sales far out surpass at retail what Office XP sells for. You know, there's always rules like Price Club is supposed to card you to make sure you have a student ID. Or things like that, but they're not doing that. And so Microsoft is—they realize people don't want to pay this. So underground and you know under the radar, they're selling a discounted version.
What is this all going to do to Microsoft's market share when it comes to programs like Office? I understand it has something like 300 million users worldwide.
Oh, I think it'll definitely dent it. Like you know, like we said, HP is the biggest retail PC seller in the world, and they're going to be using Corel. Sony uses a lot of Corel. They'll lose market share, but over time, I think it's also going to affect their profits as well because everyone else in the PC industry has had to cut prices massively over the past 4 or 5 years. But Microsoft never has. I mean, its software sells for what it did 5 years ago. If they start cutting prices, it's really going to start eroding, you know, revenues and profit.
So how different do these two programs, Microsoft Office and WordPerfect, look for consumers? Which would you be more likely to write an epic poem in, for example?
They look almost identical. You really can't tell that much of a difference. And in fact, most of the things in WordPerfect you can open up on a Microsoft Office computer. There's a few incompatibilities here and there, but basically, if you have WordPerfect, you can still communicate with the rest of the world.
Mr. Kanellis, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you.
Michael Kanellis is a writer for CNET, an online high-tech news service. He spoke to us from San Francisco.